This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Tri-State Rodeo is underway in Fort Madison, and the roughly week-long event kicked off as it has for the past 18 years with an event for rodeo fans of all ages and abilities. More than 200 children and adults turned out for the Tri-State Special Kids Rodeo despite humid conditions and some occasional rain. The free event is open to anyone with a mental or physical disability. Participants can ride a horse or try simulated barrel racing and calf roping. Chairperson Lisa Wood has been part of the event since the beginning. She says more than 200 volunteers helped run the rodeo this year.
It's an amazing thing to me, and it means so much to me because of my daughter, number one. And we are a rodeo family ourselves, and to see that these children and adults just love it and the smiles on their faces.
Wood's daughter Kelly says her favorite events are the horse-drawn trolley rides, the simulated barrel racing, and the horseback rides. Layla Nye is a relative newcomer to the event, having attended twice. Her mom, Jenny Nye, says she's glad this opportunity is available.
Because there's not a whole lot of opportunities around here for adults and kids with special needs. So hosting this event means a lot to our families here and the people in the community coming together. It's just amazing that they can do this for us.
Jenny Nye says her daughter's face lit up during each event. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.